Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Should I rip on a product in public? Was it last year? Or was it this year? I don't remember anymore. Might have been Christmas last year. It was my birthday or something. My wife got me a pair of Cost AAAs. If you're in the broadcast industry or if you're in recording, they for years they've been considered the Cadillac, back when Cadillac was the Cadillac of Cadillac, of headphones. First set she got me fell apart. Now, Cost, Milwaukee-based, if you're not aware, you can just throw it in a box, send it to Cost. They have a lifetime guarantee. And they sent me a new pair. I have treated this pair like surgical instruments. I have been so damn careful. As we started the segment, this pair is falling apart in my head. I'm holding it now. I don't want another pair of this junk. I want them to send me a pair of headphones that's going to work. Well, all right, they work, but I mean, stay on my head. Am I asking too much? This is the second pair now. And I will admit, I dropped the first pair. Even then, they should have been able to withstand that shock, but I admit it. It doesn't matter because Cost, just no questions asked. What do I have to do? Drive down there to Milwaukee? They're going to have on record that this is the second pair. I'm going to call them. I don't want another pair of these. I'll return these, but I want something that's not going to fall apart in my head when I'm doing a radio show. Cost has the reputation in the industry of, and I don't usually do that. But yeah, I'm calling them out. I didn't say anything after the first pair. I just returned them. Now I have to, for the next, 52 minutes. Well, no, they're commercial breaks. So I can actually give my elbow a rest here. During commercial breaks, I'll try to find another set of headphones. Yeah, if there's a pair there, that's fine, man. Otherwise, during a break, we'll switch them out here. I mean, seriously. And now everybody's going to call Matt and tell them, no, I shouldn't buy Costs. All right, my wife shouldn't have got me Costs. That here's the headphone. Here, I'm sure it's going to be ear candy or Sony or all. What did they recommend, Matt? Was it Sony ear candy?
Get a smaller head.
That's not going to happen anytime soon. Now, I do have a big head, and I mean that literally, not figuratively, although many people would accept it figuratively as well. That's not going to happen. My head's not going to go on a diet anytime soon. So, go ahead, and you can text your headphone suggestions to 79489. Me getting a smaller head is not a viable option. It's a viable option for getting a smaller duct tape. I don't want to duct tape them. My wife paid quite a bit for the original. That's enough of whining. I have to get on to other things here. Now, I did not see 60 Minutes, but I heard about this. And I found something online, and I think this is absolutely fascinating. These Amazon drones, have you heard about this? Matt, did you talk about this during your morning show today? Matt Z from the morning show here in Green Bay is filling in. Jason sounds like this today. Actually, he doesn't. He doesn't sound that good. He doesn't. He's here puttering with other things, but he has no voice at all. Amazon.com says it will bring up to 1,100 jobs and more than $200 million in capital investments to build, lease, equip, and staff their new Kenosha County Fulfillment Center, slated to open in 2015, writes Brian Fraley at Wright, Wisconsin. As 60 Minutes reported Sunday night, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos had a big surprise for correspondent Charlie Rose this week. After their 60 Minutes interview, Bezos walked Rose into a mystery room at the Amazon offices and revealed a secret R&D project, Octocopter, drones that will fly packages directly to your doorstep in 30 minutes. It's an audacious plan that Bezos says requires more safety testing and FAA approvals, but he estimates that delivery by drone, called Amazon Prime Air, will be available to customers in as soon as 4 to 5 years. And you got this little drone carrying this package. When Charlie Rose walked in and saw the Prime Air drones sitting on a tabletop for show and tell, he exclaimed, "Oh my God, can you imagine these things zipping along in 4 short years? No, I actually can't." All right, in just a minute, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but first I have to make this case. I did not see the whole game. I saw chunks of a college game Saturday night. We were then with friends at dinner at a sports bar where they had the conclusion of the game on TV, and I saw the end of the game. I would make the case this is one of the greatest football games at any level, high school, college, or pro, in at least the last 50 years. I don't think I have ever seen a game like this. I'm referring to the Iron Bowl, the battle for Alabama. Bama and Auburn, first, number one ranked Alabama, fourth ranked Auburn. Many people thought Alabama was going to have an easy time with this and that their heated and hated rival, Auburn, wouldn't be able to stay on the field with them. That was not the case. It was a thrilling game from start to finish. There was a 99-yard touchdown pass. But what happened at the end of the Alabama-Auburn game has to be one of the most amazing endings that I've ever seen. Matt, did you see it? Wouldn't you say it's one of the greatest games ever? You would put it in the top five, wouldn't you? College or pro? Not if you take every factor into consideration. The rivalry, what was at stake, you know, the importance of the game, the rivalry between the two teams, and the level of play was beyond amazing. So if you missed it, Auburn ties it with not a lot of time left. Less than a minute, right? Alabama then gets one more possession. They complete a pass on the very, 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 very outer fringes of field goal range. I mean, just barely. Which, as you'll hear, is a big deal in a moment. Now, the player steps out of bounds, seemingly, though, not in time. That the clock reads zeros all the way across, and you're going to college overtime. No. They review, and they determine that there was 1 second left on the clock when the receiver stepped out of bounds. This seemed to play to Alabama's favor. They now have an opportunity for a last-second, be it monstrously long, field goal, and they didn't even have their regular kicker out there because he sucks. So, what was it, a 57? 56. 56-yard field goal. Straight, but short. This also happened in the NFL yesterday, but nothing came of it. It did happen in the NFL a few years ago. When a field goal is short in either the college or pro, and it happens so seldom, most people don't know this, you can have someone back there and they can field it and try to return it. Auburn did that. The guy took it all the way back for the winning touchdown. By completing that pass and having video review determine that they had a second left so they could try the field goal, cost Alabama the game. It seemed at the time to be their good fortune. Oh, no, he got out. See, and I heard the announcers, he got out. They're going to put a second back on the clock, and they'll have an attempt for a long field goal. Now, you can make the case that guys on a field goal attempt aren't used to tackling. You know, they're not used to an open field. Boy, they had him right up against the sideline. I could not believe he stayed in bounds. Couldn't wait to see the replay. He did stay in bounds. I just thought it was one of the most amazing games I'd ever seen. I did not see it in its entirety, but I saw most of it. Just the level of play, everything at stake, and the absolute bizarre ending. Not as bizarre as the ending to the Vikings-Bears game yesterday, though. That was not that great of a game. And unlike the Packers, the Bears did manage to lose in overtime to the Vikings. That was a weird, I don't even remember them all now, but there were a number of series of events there at the end that led to the Minnesota victory. Well, here, Minnesota kicked what appeared to be the game-winning field goal. Did you see that, Matt? Oh, you didn't? You don't know what happened. Okay. Yeah, okay, but did you hear what happened? So it's like a 43-yarder. Kicks it, everybody celebrates, the cannons go off. A 15-yard face mask against the Vikings. So now it's like a 58, and he misses. So the Bears turn around and get a chance. Robbie Gould, 48-yarder. 48-yarder from a guy who seemingly never misses. One of the greatest kickers of all time. He missed it. Vikings got another chance and won. All right, let me do this next. I want to talk about the soap opera that's going on with Aaron Rodgers and get to some other things as well. 10-17.